Bezras Hashem Yizbarech, today's daf is Chaf in Meseches Yevamos. It is the 822nd daf in Shas. We're going to pick up a little bit into the daf because the first part of the daf is very much connected to the machlokas between Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanan in regards to Eishes Achav Shloye Ba'olamo that we have in the Mishnah on Yudches Amebeis. So we're going to start with a new Mishnah on Chaf Amid Aleph. Our Mishnah is going to introduce us to the halachos of Yibum and Chalitza vis-a-vis Isurei Erva that are Isur Midrabanan. Our Mishnah is going to introduce us to the concept of Isur Mitzvah and Isur Kedusha. Isur Mitzvah is going to be Dinei Drabanan. Isur Kedusha are going to be, as the Mishnah and Gemara will describe, Isurei Lav, as opposed to we've been discussing primarily up until now Isurei Erva. When it comes to the mitzvah of Yibum, of course, we saw, starting from the first Mishnah in the Masechta, that Isurei Erva do not do Yibum. And so our daf is going to discuss a lot about Isurei Lav, Almana LeKohen Gadol, the prohibition of an Almana to a Kohen Gadol that we have in Parshas Emor. Going to Amud Beis, we will discuss other Isurei Lav for people who are castrated, Kroshivcha, Pitzua Daka. Those things will be discussed on Chaf on the Beis. And finally, we will go out to this back and discuss some of the details of the Isser of Almana LeKohen Gadol. This Gemara is actually an important one on Chaf on the Beis, both in terms of the context of Asei Dochalos Asei, as well as different Hagdaros, different categorizations of Isurei Lavim, as opposed to what we've been discussing up until now, Isurei Erva, as well as their halachos vis-a-vis Yibum Lechalitza, and also halachos in regards to what is considered Bia and what is not, as described on the bottom of Chafam Beis. Let's Beis Hashem begin to the Mishnah, about 12 lines in a Chafam and Aleph. Klal Amru Biyavam. We have a rule when it comes to Yibum. Kolshi iser erva lo choletzes v'lo misevemes. We learned already on the Beis Amid Aleph that if it's an erva, then you don't do chalitza or yibum. However, iser mitzvah v'iser kedusha. The Mishnah will tell out us in a moment what those things are. If we're dealing with something that's called an iser of a mitzvah or an iser of kedusha, then you do chalitza. In other words, if the woman is aser due to a mitzvah as opposed to an erva or an iser of kedusha, then when that woman falls to Yibum, so you have Shimon who passes away, and Ruvain now has his wife who falls to him, but that wife is usher to him because of an Iser Mitzvah or Iser Kedusha, then Chalitza is done, and not as opposed to Yibum. Achosa Shi Yevimta, if a person has two sisters fall to him, in other words, two brothers passed away, and let's see this in Rashi, because this is a complicated case, and Rashi spells it out very beautifully, Kedarka B'Kodesh. Achoso, you would never figure it out necessarily from the literal reading of the Mishnah. Achoso shel erva kishihi yevimta. So there were two sisters, as Rashi says, Kegon shenaflu shtei achoyos mishnei achen. So we have three brothers in the picture, Ruvain, Shimon, and Levi, and the Ohod V'Hodor, it's Kuf Samach Zayin. Shimon and Levi pass away. Ruvain is left, and of the two sisters, Shimon and Levi were married to two sisters, Rachel and Leah. Of the two sisters, one of them is an erva to Ruvain. So, achoso shalervi kishi yivimta kagon shenaflu shtei achayos mishnei achin, haachas, one of them, asura mishum erva, is asur to Ruvain because she's an erva. What's an example? Kagon shi kaloso, the son of Ruvain, in the diagram it's Avram, married Shimon's wife, Rachel, and Avram was Ruvain's son, so that makes Rachel now also Ruvain's daughter-in-law. So the halachi is, in regards to the sister of this Yibum that fell to Ruvain, choletzes o misyavemas, he could do both chalitza and Yibum. Rashi explains that because Rachel is Ruvain's daughter-in-law, Leah therefore is now mutter to Ruvain. The reason for that is that there was no Zika at all. Let's see it in Rashi. Rachel, the daughter-in-law, is not zakuk liyibim at all to Ruvain, and therefore Ruvain has no problem doing Yibum or Chalitza with the other sister, in this case, the wife of Levi, who was Leah. We put a period over here, and now we come back to these expressions of Isser Mitzvah the Isser Kedusha. So a lot of things going on in this Mishnah. Isser Mitzvah, what does it mean when we said in Isser Mitzvah that the halach is Chalitza v'lo Mesiyavens? What exactly is an Isser Mitzvah? Shnios midivrei sofrim. Those are Isurei Drabanan that are referred to as second degree arayos. Let's see it in Rashi. Shnios la'arayos shegozru sofrim aleim. That the sofrim here, they're referring to Chachamim, made gzeros. It's not Osir in the Torah, but it's midrabanan. Gemara mefarish luhu, and the Gemara will explain, here Rashi means, the Gemara will spell out what they are, 10 lines from the bottom, 12 lines from the bottom, on Chaf Aleph, Amin Aleph. What are those Isurei midrabanan? Isur Kedusha, we also said Isur Kedusha has that same halacha, that you do Chalitza, not Yibub. In other words, if it falls in front of Reuven, such a woman who is Isser Kedusha, he does Chalitza not Yibum. What are Isser Kedusha? Almana l'kohen gadol. The Torah tells us in Parshas Emor that an almana cannot be married by a kohen gadol. So if a kohen gadol has his brother pass away without children and she falls to him for Yibum, so that is Asur. She is an almana. That, though, is not an Isser Erva, it's an Isser Lav. Grusha v'chalutza l'kohen hedyet. If the woman who fell to Reuven was once a divorcee or had undergone chalitza, there is an iser lav for a kohen hedyot to marry her as well. Rashi tells us how that case comes about. Let's take a look and see Rashi. Grusha v'chalutza kohen hedyot she'over achiv ames v'nasa chalutza. If, let's say, the brother of the kohen, he himself is also a kohen, violated an iser, and he married a woman who was once a chalutza or a grusha, and he dies, ukishemes, tzricha chalitza. Then Reuven, so let's say Shimon did that, then Reuven has to do chalitza with her. Sherei tovsin la ba kedushin. The kedushin of Reuven took effect with her. The kedushin tovsin b'chayve lavin. That's machlokis between Rabbi Akiva and most other Tanoim that we've mentioned in the past, and we follow the opinion of those who disagree with Rabbi Akiva and say that if there's an Iser Lav, in this case, Shimon, before he passed away as a Kohen, married a Grusha or a Chalutza, so then the marriage takes effect, and therefore she falls to Yibum, even though the marriage was an Iser Lav. Now, of course, Reuven is not supposed to do Yibum with her, but he does Chalitza. He's going to be prohibited to a Reuven. That the lav is not going to be pushed away from the mitzvah of Yibum, and that the Gemara in Daf Gimel Amud Beis spells out that you cannot do Yibum despite the fact that there is a mitzvah of Yibum because there is a lav in its place. And the Gemara gives us a makar for that on Gimel Amud Beis. So that is another example of Isser Kedusha. Mamzeres unesina li Yisrael, if a mamzeres falls to Reuven, or there's an asina is one of the women that are prohibited. The Gemara, in the beginning of the third paragraph of Ksubis, spells us out that these are the Gaonim that David and his Bezdin prohibited to come to Klal Yisrael. Ubas Yisrael, as well as Ubas Yisrael in asin u'mamzer, that also qualifies as an Iser Lav, as opposed to an Isur Erva, and if there was such a case of Yibum, it should not be done. Our Mishnah had said, analyzes the beginning of our Gemara, that Klal Amru B'Yavama. There is a rule. What Klal Lasuyimai? The word Klal generally comes to include. Ask the Gemara, what is it coming to include? Amar Raf from Bar Papa, Lasuya Tsara Islandis. It's coming to include a Tsara of an Islandis. Now we learned on Daf Yud Beis that there is a big machlokis, what happens if an islandess falls to Yibum with a tzara. In other words, if Shimon, who passes away, was married to an islandess, let's call her Rachel, and then was married to Leah, and both of them now fall to Shimon. So can Reuven marry the tzara? So the Mishnah tells us, Ukde Ravasi, that we are following the opinion of Ravasi, who says that she's considered an erva, that an islandess is considered an erva, that we learn from the Pasuk, Rashi tells us, in La Suye beperkama de lo chaletzis v'lo misiavemis de erva karina, but she's called an erva be'ilanis. The miyata kor we learn from the pasuk me'asher teleit that the mitzvah is dafkup to do yibum with those that can give birth. The kaima le b'isarei shesach, and therefore the isarei shesach remains with an ilanis. Hilchas sarasa saras erva, and therefore Leia is considered a tsara also a tsaras erva and usher to Reuven. That is the opinion of Rav Asi. So according to Rav Asi, that would be what the word klal is coming to include. And we pointed out that there are many who say that there are 15 cases of daf beis amid aleph of erva and not 16 because we excluded ilanus. According to Rav Asi, there are really 16 cases. So according to Rav Asi, klal is coming to include this 16th case. That was discussed in the Gemara on Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. V'ikadamri, others say, kol shi yisura iser erva, huda asira. Then, in such a case, she is going to be aser. Sarasa, then the tzara is going to be aser. In other words, when there's an iser erva, then the tzara is aser. Halo isura iser erva, but if the woman is not aser in iser erva, sarasa lo asira, then the tzara is not Aser lemiute mai, and what's that coming to exclude? Amarah from lemiute tsaras islandis udelo kiravasi. It's coming to exclude the tsaras islandis and to disagree with the position of Ravasi, who says that not only are the 15 arayos that tsara is aser, even an islandis as well as asur, and therefore the Mishnah is saying no. The klal is only the iser erva is an iser on the tzara. But if there is no Isser Erva, for example, an Isser Lav, but not only that, even the Isser Island is from the Xeris HaKos Vasher Teleit, we don't necessarily learn out that the tzara is going to be Memela Aser. Continues our Mishnah, the Gemara analyzes Achoses Shi Yevimta. So we went through that case in detail in Rashi, the case with the two sisters that fall to Yibum, to Reuven, and one of them is an Erva. So we learned in our Mishnah that the Halacha is that since one of them is Erva, then he can do Yibum with the other sister. And explains the Gemara Pshat in our Mishnah that Rashi already spelled out beautifully on the Mishnah. Choseh Deman. What exactly is the case of a sister who is a Yibum? Ilema de Itzer Mitzvah. If we're going to say that the sister is prohibited to what we call the Nisar Mitzvah, which is Migdivrei Sofrim. So then in such a case, Kivim Nuraisa Ramya. So if we're talking about a case, if Rachel is Asur Tim only, in quotes, and Nisar Darabban, not Nisar Daraisa, then he can't marry Leah. Kivim Nuraisa Ramya, since he could even marry Rachel, so Paga Bachos Zkukasa. Then you have a Zika of two sisters, and Allah is, if you have a Zika of two sisters, then you don't do Yibum with either way, because you have a Zika of an Erva. Ela achosa de aser erva. The case was where Rachel was an iser erva, as Rashi explained on the Mishnah, and therefore he's allowed to marry Leah. The Mishnah also said iser mitzvah shnios, that if we have an iser mitzvah of dirabanan, so then in such a case the halacha is that you do chalitza and not yibum. Says the Gemara, amai kari le iser mitzvah. Why is it that we call an iser dirabanan iser mitzvah? Amar Abaye. Abaye gives us a fascinating explanation. Because mitzvah l'shmoa divrei chacham, there's a mitzvah to listen to the words of the chacham. So even though it's an isur, but it begins as a mitzvah l'shmoa divrei chachamim. According to this, we have an important legalistic point, points out the Meshech Chachma. I don't know if he brings a raya from this expression Chazal, but it's a yesod gadol in the Meshech Chachma in Parsha Shoftim, that when the Rabbanan came along and created new isurim, you could ask a very basic question. How could they do that? Isn't there an Isser of Baal Tosef or Baal Tigra? So the Meshech Chachma points out that they didn't create a new Cheftza of Arayos. There are 15 Arayos. There aren't the ones that the Rabbanan came along and added. But rather, there are an Isser Mitzvah, that there's a mitzvah for us to listen to Divrei Chacham. In brisker terminology, it's an Isser Gavra. There's an Isser on us to violate the words of Chacham. Hence, the entire formulation is a different formulation. It's formulated as Isser Mitzvah, as opposed to an Isser Cheftza, so as not to confuse those that are Isurei Daraisa and those who are Isurei Darabbanan. We learned that our Mishnah Isser Kedusha, what is that? Alman and the Kohen Gadol, Grusha v'Chalusa the Kohen Hedyot. Asks the Gemara, V'amai kar le'Isser Kedusha, then why is it referred to as sanctity? All the issues in Yevamos relate to sanctity. Answers the Gemara, D'chsiv, Kedoshim Yiyu le'lo Kehen. Because when the Torah describes the Isurim to a Kohen, it's referred to as them being Kadosh. So specifically when it comes to the Kohen, the expression Kedusha is used. Tanya Rabbi Yehuda Machlev, Isur Mitzvah, he held the definition of Isur Mitzvah is the exact opposite. Isur Mitzvah is Almana L'Kohen Gadol Grusha V'Chalutz L'Kohen Hedit. What we call Isur Kedusha, he called Isur Mitzvah. V'amaykar L'Isur Mitzvah, why do you see Dichsiv? Because the Pasuk says, Eila HaMitzvahs, when it summarizes the halachas in regards to the Kohen, it says these are the mitzvahs for the Kohen. The usage of this pasuk is quite interesting because Eila HaMitzvahs is the concluding pasuk in Sefer Vayikra. And it seems from here that Chazal are understanding that the whole Sefer Vayikra is all about the mitzvahs likahuna. It's a fascinating observation that Rabbi Yehuda is making and a fascinating take on the entire Eila HaMitzvahs that refers to, at first glance, ostensibly all of Sefer Vayikra. Continues, this has a lot of implications in terms of how one looks at Sefer Vayikra. Back into the daf, first wide line, end of the line, Iser Kedusha Shnios Midivrei Sofrim. Iser Kedusha, Rabbi Yehuda learned as referring to the Yisurei Drabban. V'amai kar le'Iser Kadosh? Why do you call it Kadosh? Amar Abaye, because kol ha-mekayim divrei chachamim nikra Kadosh. Whoever fulfills the words of the Chacham, that is a Kadosh. Amar le'Rav, l'chol she'en mekayim divrei chachamim Kadoshu d'lo mikri, Rosh Hanami lo mikri. Someone doesn't fulfill the words of the Chachamim, he's not called a Kadosh. He's not even a Kadosh. He's not a tzaddik. He's a Rasha. So it's not that someone who fulfills the words of the Chachamim is a Kadosh, and those who don't are not a Kadosh. Those who don't are considered a Rasha. Hence, the word Kadosh is not appropriate as the defining characteristic of someone who fulfills the words of Chacham versus someone who doesn't. Elam Arava, Kadesh Atzmecha B'Mutlach. It's Chazal's way of saying, we are going to bring in these other Isurim to create a Geder for Arayos, even though technically, Al Pi Dinei Torah, it's Mutter, Kadesh Atzmecha B'Mutlach. Of course, Ramban made this expression very famous in Parshas Kedoshim, and this is the Talmudic source of Kadesh Atzmecha B'Mutlach that refers to Isurei D'Rabbanan. Of Arayis. Almana l'kohen gadol. We learned in our Mishnah the Isur of an Almana to a kohen gadol. Kapasik v'tani. What exactly is the Isur Almana kohen gadol? This will take up a lot of time of the rest of the daf. A very, very important daf in terms of this Isur. Kapasik v'tani. Lo shna min ha'nisuin v'lo shna min ha'erisin. It doesn't matter, says the Gemara in a few places, on Samach Aleph, in Sanhedrin, on Yud Ches. It doesn't make a difference whether the woman was married and did Nisuin, and she's also to Kohen Gadol, nor if she did Erisin. Analyzes the Gemara. Bishlema min ha-Nisuin, I understand if she was already married, then in such a case, in other words, not only that the husband said Re'et Mekudeshesli, but he already took her into his house. Of course, we know there are two things. There's Erisin and Nisuin. Erisin is Re'et Mekudeshesli, Nisuin is when he takes her into the house. When it comes to Nisuin, ase velos ase. You have both a mitzvah saseh, and a mitzvah lo saseh when it comes to this woman. Rashi explains in Dibur HaMaskil, Kaposik Vatani, Almana L'Kohen Gadol, about 13 lines from the bottom, Lo Shna Nafla Fana Min HaNesuin, when it comes to a woman who's a Nesua, then there's Tarti L'Griyusa, there are two problems. Chada Dalmanahi, number one, she's an Almana, V'ika Lav, Dalmana Lo Yikach. The Torah says that the Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry her. Va'od, and then there's another Yisrael play, D'Bu'ulai, V'ika Yisra'asei L'gabei, because it says, Besula me'am of Yikach. The Torah tells us that a Kohen Gadol in Parshas Emor is only supposed to marry a Besula. So hence, there you have both an Asei and a Lav. So says the Gemara, Bishlema, everything is good, min ha'nesu in Asei v'los Asei, v'ein Asei docha los Asei v'Asei. And therefore the Asei is not docha an Asei and a Lav. Ela min ha'erisin, los Asei greida. There, if you have the Kohen Gadol marrying a woman who got married but never consummated the marriage with Nisuin, so then ask the Gemara, Yavo Asei, the mitzvah Asei of Yibum should come along for the Kohen Gadol, V'yid Chalos Asei, and it should push off the Iser Lav, question mark. Amarav Gidol Amarav, Gidol Barav answered, Omar Kro, the Torah says, V'also Yivimta Hasha'ara, that you will take the Yavam to the gate. Torah there is describing in the parsha of Yibum when he decides to do chalitza, he takes her to the gate, that refers to bezin. Shein tamalomer yivimta, ma tamalomer yivimta, what is the word yivimta coming to tell us? The word yivimta, Rashi explains three lines from the wide, in other words, about seven lines from the bottom, that yivimta was already mentioned. What is it coming to tell us? Yeshachal yivimta achas, it's coming to yivama achas, there is one yivama, she'ola lo chalitza ve'ena lo yibum. It's just a remez in the pasuk that there's one woman you do chalitza na yibum, v'zeh zu chai ve'lavin. It's when it comes to chai ve'lavin, it's exeris hakosav, even though in theory, Rav Gidol seems to accept the premise of the question that you should say that mitzvah zaseh of yibum should be doche the lav. Now, there's nothing in the pasuk that says it's talking about chai ve'lavin. Asks the Gemara, as playing devil's advocate, ve'ema chai ve'krisus amar kra. How do you know that it's not telling you that ive chai ve'krisus? That it would be ola l'chalitza ve'ena ola l'yibum. That's what the extra word yivimto is coming to tell us. In other words, when there is a chiyuv kares, an erva, that falls for yibum, you would still do chalitza. Which is not so, of course, we don't do, as the opening words in our Mishnah said. It says the Gemara, Amar Kra, im lo yachpo yitzayish l'kachas, ha'chofetz miyabim. The Torah says, if the person doesn't want to take her, so then in such a case, then they do chalitza. And that tells us the following rule. And this is an important klal we had on Daf Gimel. We're going to have a few places in Yevamis. Kol la'oyla li'yibum, oyla l'chalitza. Any woman that has the potential for yibum, that you can do yibum with her, then you do chalitza with her, if you don't want to do yibum. V'chol she'ein eyla li'yibum, eina eyla l'chalitza. But if you can't do yibum, you can't do chalitza. Gemara now asabi is follow-up. Yachi chai ve'lavin nami. But if that would be so, then chai ve'lavin also should not do chalitza, because you can't do yibum. Answers the Gemara, Rabbi Rachmana Yevimto. That's what Yevimto is coming to tell us. Follows up the Gemara, the last two words of the Amidu, Mani Isa. And why do you feel that the Ribui is coming to tell you that you do it by Chai Ve Lavin Chalitza Na Yibum? Maybe the Ribui is coming to tell you that even by Chai Ve Krisis, despite the rule, Kol She'ol L'Yibum, Ol L'Chalitza, V'Chol She'ein Ol L'Yibum, Ein Ol L'Chalitza. Because there's a Ribui that's telling you that there's something that doesn't apply to. Maybe it's talking about Chai V'Krisis. The Chai V'Krisis also you do Chalitza. And it's Gemara on the top of Chofam Beis, Mistabra, Chai V'Lavin Tavsebu Kedushin. It's logical. Chai V'Lavin, where there is a Tfisas Kedushin. In other words, if the Isur, they get married. For example, we had in a case of which, in the Mishnah of Grusha V'Chalutza L'Kohen Hedyot, that they get married, then the Kedushin is Tofes. So then in such a case, because the Kedushin theory could be Tofes, so therefore there is a requirement to do Chalitza, despite the fact that you don't do Yibum, Chai V'Krisus Lo Tafsi B'Kedushin, and therefore if the Pasuk is going to be Marba 1, it would be Marba 1 of them that already has a little bit of a stronger relationship with the Yivama, and that is an individual who in theory would be Tofes Kedushin between both of them. So, continues the Gemara, two lines on the top, Masav Rava. Rav asked the following question, Isser Mitzvah Isser Kedusha, if there was an Isser Mitzvah Isser Kedusha, Ba'aleha, if the Yibum B'Isser does have take her in as a Yavama, he wasn't supposed to, or he did Chalitza with her, and now we want to know, B'diyavad, what's the relationship with the Tzara? Niftara Tzarasa, he can no longer do Yibum with the Tzara, there's no longer the Mitzvah of Yibum. Analyzes Rava. V'Isal Kedaitach, that's a Halacha. And if you're going to say that min ha-Torah, the halacha is, as we just argued before from the extra word yevimto, that there's a requirement to do chalitza with an iser lav, isal gadaita chayv lav midorais lechalitza ramya liyibum, lo ramya. If min ha-Torah you're supposed to do chalitza, so that means that yibum you can't do. So if that would be so, that you're not allowed to do yibum with this iser lav, ki ba'ala, even if he be iser married her, amai niftarat sarasa, then why does the tzara become exempt? In other words, there was an iser that was done, but at the end of the day, she doesn't fall to him for yibum, and the tzara did fall to him. Question mark. Humosiv lav humefarikla. Rava asked this and he answered, Litzdadin katani, that you have to reread the above brisa. And it's supposed to be read as follows. We're going to read it inside and then see Rashi. Ba'aleha iser mitzvah. When it says ba'aleha, there we're talking about an iser mitzvah. In other words, explains Rashi on the top line, Da'inu shnius midivrei sofrim. That's talking about iser midrabbana. Dimida raisa chazila. Really, you can marry her.
V'karamya, l'fichach, and therefore niftarat sarasa bibiyasa. If there was bia, then they would be exempt. So we're not talking about a case of chai ve'lavin, but rather when it says bala, that's talking about iser mitzvah. It mentioned the iser daraisa as well of chai ve'lavin. That's chalatzla. That's a case of chalatzla. Then iser kedusha. That's talking about an iser kedusha. So he asked the question on this halacha that says that min haTorah you're supposed to do chalitza with chai ve'lavin. And from a brisa, and he answered the kasha. Rava then asks another kasha. Masiv Rava, another kasha, pitzua daka ukrushufcha. These are isurei lav. A pitzua daka is an individual whose testicles don't function properly. Ukrushufcha means that his aver was damaged or cut off. Or sris, an individual that had been castrated by a person. Adam, through, God forbid, an act of another person, vazakein, or an elderly person, then ocholtzen omiyamin. They could do chalitza or yibum. Now the Gra points out that there are many, many, many mekoros that say not this way, that you're not allowed to do yibum with them. And in fact, the Gra changes the girsa of many of the brisos that seem to say that the halacha would be o choltzin o miyabmin, and you should know the halacha, the psak is choltzin velo miyabmin. Either way, there is a girsa in one Tosefta that seems to point in this direction. The Gruss seems to be changing it, but nevertheless, our Gemara continues that in regards to a psuadaka kroshivcha, keitzat, how do you have chalitza? Mesu, if
one of these people who are Usur lavo bakal, they're really not supposed to get married, they're not supposed to get married at all. What happens if they die? Vilahem achim, and they have brothers, vilahem nashim, and they also have women that were fell forth, in theory, yibum. Va'amdu achim, and the brothers went, va'asu maimer b'nishosen, and they said they're going to do yibum with the wife of their brother who had passed away, who was a betzua daka. V'nasnu get, and then they gave a get, v'choltzu, as well as if chalitza was done, masha asu, what was done, and either the kinyan midrabbanan of maimar works, there's no iser on the brother, because the brother himself was not a psuadaka, and there is no problem with the chalitza that now makes her mutter to the shuk, v'imbalu kanu, and if the brothers married the wife of the psuadaka, then they're considered married to them. However, or similarly, in the opposite direction, mesu achim, what happens if the brothers die? Va'amdu heim, and then the ones who are psuadaka, it says in the plural because we had a few different cases, psuadaka, kroshivcha, sris adam, they got up and they did yibum va'asu maimer b'nishosem, but they didn't do yibum d'oraisa, they only did yibum midrabbanan, by saying that they're going to marry them. According to Beis Hillel, that's only midrabbanan. V'nasnu get, or a get was given, o shecholtzu masha asu v'imbo'alu kanu. And if they actually took them as a yivama, so then in such a case, they acquired her. In other words, now she will need a get. Va'asu l'kaimon. But they're not allowed to continue to marry to her because of every isur when it comes to a Ptsuadaka, where the Torah HaKadosha says, Lo Yavo Ptsuadaka, that Rashi quotes in Dibur HaMaschil, Sris Adam. And therefore, that is one of the isurei kol. Hence, they're going to be asur. As the Gemara goes on and quotes, Vasal Kaimashim Shinema, Lo Yavo Ptsuadaka. Now, this is all part of the general halachim Ptsuadaka. Analyzes Rava. V'i salka daitach, chai ve'lavim mida araisa l'chalitza ramya l'yibum lo ramya. And if you're going to say when it comes to chai ve'lavim, there's no ability to do yibum, but rather there is a chiyuv to do chalitza, in ba'alu, if this ptsuadaka does yibum with them, actual yibum, so then in such a case, I might kanu, why does it work? Because there's no chiyuv yibum altogether with chayve lav, and there was a chayve lav. So what do you see? You see that our whole drasha on the bottom of chafa mebeis is not correct. Ela Amar Rava. Therefore, Rava says another pshat. How is it that we know that when it comes to an almana mina erison, that was what our Gemara was dealing with on the bottom of Chaf Amid Aleph. If you have a widow that's usher to marry a Kohen Gadol, where Nisr Lav, is also usher to do Yibum if her brother-in-law is the Kohen Gadol, and the brother, her husband, passed away without children. Now she falls to Yamam to the Kohen Gadol. Amana min eris and nami aseh v'lo sasehu. We would not say the aseh of Yibum is doche v'lo sasehu, because an almana min ha'erisin has both an aseh alav, dichsiv. Because the Terak Desha says, k'deshim yiyu la'elokehem, that you shall be holy to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hence, aside from the Isser Almana that Rashi pointed out on the bottom of Chaf Amid Aleph, that applies even to a woman who did not do Nisuin, and that is the Isser of Lo Yikach, there is also a mitzvah asay of Kedoshim Tiyu. And hence, there's asay and alav, and just like there's an asay and alav, a different asay and alav, by Almona Mina Erisin that prohibits her to a Kohen Gadol, and hence the mitzvah asay of Yibum is not doche, like we learned in the beginning of our Mesechta, that an asay is not doche and asay in alav. So too, it comes to almanim in asay erison. There's the iser alav lo yikach, as well as the iser asay of kedoshim yu lelokem. Period. Asks the Gemara, okay, that's fine, you've taken care of almana lekohen gadol. However, what about mamzeres unesina ma'ikel meimer? What are you going to say about an mamzeres and an asina? That we learned in our Mishnah that a mamzeres and asina cannot do, if they're married to a brother, Be'isur, of course, then you cannot do Yibum with them. So there, when it comes to Mamzeres and Asina, both of them have an Isur Lav. But it's only an Isur Lav. Why don't we say that the mitzvah Asay of Yibum is Doche, that Lav? Answers the Gemara, Ksivis Gadashtim. Because the Torah says, you shall be holy. There, in the end of Parsha Shmini, now interestingly, it's after the halachos of kashrus, the Torah says, v'skadashtem v'yisem kedoshim, and Chazal here are understanding that we're not only talking about those mitzvos over there, we're referring to all of the mitzvos in the Torah, but included in it would be, when it comes to mamzer and asina as well, v'skadashtem. Now you've got nasei and alav. Now the Gemara points out, as we were bothered when we read the pasuk of Iskadashtim, ask the Gemara, Ihachi, kol haTorah kula nami, asei v'lo sasehu. If you're going to say Iskadashtim applies to Mamzer, there the Torah wasn't talking about Dafka Mamzer. So is it referring to all Isurei Lav? All Isurei Lav now have an Isra Asei from Iskadashtim. Just like when it comes to, say, Kashrus. If that would be so then you would never have a case of Asei Docha Lav. Every lav would also be an asay, question mark. Elo amar Rava gzeira almona min erisin atu almona min asuin. Rava says that you're right. Really min haTorah, an almona min erisin should be able to do yibum. Asay doche lav. However, we made a gzeira. If you're going to allow almona min erisin, then people do it by almona min asuin. And there, as Rashi pointed out, in the bottom of Chaf Amid Aleph, we also have the mitzvah asay of besula me'amo yikach. If she's almana min asuin, she's no longer a basula. So there is an asay and a laf. Says the Gemara, mamzeres unesina ma'ika lemeimar. But if that's so then what's the source for the last halacha in our Mishnah on Chaf Amid Aleph that you can do yibum with a mamzeres unesina? Answers the Gemara, gzeira, you're right. Really, you should have yibum bidocha the yisr mamzeres. However, gzeira b'mako mitzvah, we made a gzeira in the case of the mitzvah of yibum, which really, we should say that the asay should be doche lav by mamzeres and asina. However, atu shelo b'makom mitzvah. Then people will come to think that even when there is no mitzvah, you could also have marriage between a Jew and a mamzeres and asina. Elameata says the Gemara, eshes achiv me'aviv lo tisyabim. If that would be so, then the wife of one's father's son, in other words, your brother, lo tisyabim, you shouldn't do yibum. Gzerim mishum yeshes achim me'imo. Because we're afraid that if you're going to do yibum where the Torah says you're supposed to do yibum on your brother from your father's side, his wife, then you'll come to do it even when your brother from your mother's side, where there is no mitzvah of Yibum, and then there is an Isur? Answers the Gemara, we wouldn't make such a mistake. Yibum binachla tal rachmana. We had this earlier on Daf Yud Zayin Amabez, and that is the halachos of Yibum and halachos of Nachla go hand in hand. And that made the idea, that everybody knows, that just like when it comes to Yerusha, Yerusha of brothers is only brothers from a father, so too when it comes to Yibum as well, it's only brothers from a father. Asks the Gemara, if that's so, Isha she'en labonim lo tisyabim. If the rationale is a gzeira when it comes to almana min ha'erisin, and there's a gzeira when it comes to mamzer, if that would be so, a woman that doesn't have children, lo tisyabim, that you shouldn't do Yibum where there's a mitzvah d'oraisa, gzeira mishum Isha she'esh labonim, then people who pass away, even though they have children, where there is an Isser of Eish HaSach, that there's an Isser for the brother to marry his brother's widow, because there's no mitzvah Yibum, because she has children, we should prohibit doing Yibum lest people marry their sister-in-law, even when the sister-in-law had children. Answers the Gemara, B'manim Tala Rachmana made the idea. Everybody knows that the mitzvah of Yibum is only when there are no children. Because the whole essence of Yibum is Lahakim Shem Achiv. Continues the Gemara four lines before the wide. But what about the case of where the brother is born after his other brother passed away? That's Eish Yisachav Shelo Hayu Ba'olamo. So we should make a Gzera, Eish Yisachav Shehayu Ba'olamo Lo Tisyabim, Gzera Mishum Eish Yisachav Shelo Hayu Ba'olamo, which was one of the cases in our Mishnah where you don't do Yibum. So the classic case of Yibum we should not do, the classic case where it's Eish Yisachav Shehayu Ba'olamo, Reuven was alive when Shimon was alive, and he was alive when Shimon's wife passed away. That's the case of Yibum. But what about Eish Yisachav Shelo Hayu Ba'olamo? He wasn't born. Different opinions, whether he wasn't born at the time the brother did Yibum, wasn't born when the brother died. Either way, but whatever qualifies Eish Yisachav Shelo Hayu Ba'olamo should be Asur Gzeira. Answers the Gemara, Bi Yeshiva Tal Rachman. It says the Beferish in the Pasuk, Yesh V'achim Yachtav. So it's only when the two brothers are alive at the same time. Made the Yidia, everybody knows that the brother of Yibum is only when the brothers are alive at the same time that there is Yeshu Achim Yachtav. Continues the Gemara in the last narrow line of Chafam Beis, Kal Nashim Lotis Yabma Mena. You should never do Yibum with women. Gzera Mishum Islandess. Maybe she's an Islandess. Answers the Gemara, Lo Shchicha. That is something that's not common. Says the Gemara, Mamzeres Nesina Nami Lo Shchicha. That's also not common, Mamzeres Nesina. Ela Marava. Rava now gives another explanation. Rava says a totally different explanation of why Almana min Hanasu is going to be usher to a Kohen Gadol. And we're not going to say it's a Gzera, because if it's a Gzera, so then we're going to get into the problem why we don't make other Gzeras. Of Almana min Ha'eris and Atum Almana min Hanasu, and that Gzera cannot be the Pshat. Ela Marava, says Rava at the end of the first wide line, Gzera b'Yerishana Atu b'Yashnia. We're afraid that even though the halacha is, and this is how we paskin according to most, even though the halacha is that almana l'kohen gadol mino erison, if she never had bia, you should say asay yibum is docha the lav of lo yikach. But we're afraid that the mitzvah is only the first bia, and once you allow them to be together, they'll think that they're able to continue to be together. Hence, we made gzera bia rishana atu bia shnia. Tanya nami hachi. We learn like this in a brisa. In balu kano bia rishana v'asa l'kaimon bia shnia. That's the halacha. If he did bia the kohen gadol be almana mina erison, it would work. However, they can't stay married. Hadam Rav Vitamer of Ashi Lav Milsi Damar Reish Lakish Kol Mokum Shatamotzi Asay Velo Sasei. Reish Lakish gave us another rule, and based on this, we have another explanation. Anytime you have an Asay and a Lav, Imate Yochol Kaim Shnayim Mutav. If you're able to kaim both Asay and a Lav, great. Vim Lav Yava Asay Viditche. Then you say that says docha lav. Hachanami, over here, we wouldn't say asay docha lav by almana l'kohen gadol, even almana min erison. Efshar b'chalitza. You could do it through chalitza. D'mekayim asay v'lo sasay. Let the kohen gadol simply do chalitza. And since the chalitza could be done, then you don't evoke asay docha lo sasay. Asks the Gemara, may sive. But you can't say this. Vimbalu kanu. We learned that you can do bia because he's koner. If it's almanim and eris in the kohen gadol, he would be koner. So we see that Yibum can take place, and we would say Haseh Do Chalav, and therefore we don't consider Chalitza as a way to be Mekayim, the Ratzon HaTorah, presumably because Yibum is the most ideal, when it's done properly, as the Gemara will say in future places, to Yufta. Concludes the Gemara, that's a strong question, and that's how our Daf concludes, that the Gemara concludes and says, the Almana Mina Eris in the Kohen Gadol, you should be able to say Haseh Do Chalav, but rather we have Gzeira of Biur Rishona, Atu Biur Shnia, but in theory, if the Kohen Gadol would be Baal Almana, he would be Kone, that would only be an Almana that does not have the Isser Aseh of Besula Yikach, because she still is a Besula, but if she would no longer be a Besula, then in such a case, we would say Aseh V'lav of Almana L'Kohen Gadol is Doche, the Mitzvah Aseh of Yibum. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Daf Chaf in Maseches Yevamos.